And at this time in our public affairs program, we're joined by some wonderful folks representing Anselmo Myrna Schools today. And we're going to start with Butch Falconberry, who is here with us. Butch, you are the JAG coordinator for Anselmo Myrna Schools, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. We're going to start with you, and then we'll talk with some of these fine young men that you have brought with you here today. For those who are not familiar with JAG, give us a little background. What is the program, and how did you become involved in it?
Well, JAG stands for Jobs for American Graduates. It is a nonprofit. It's run by the United Way. So Anselmo Myrna has, I'm working in the school. They want the JAG program in the school, but I'm actually employed through the United Way.
Okay.
And the purpose of which is to try to give these students, like we got right here, a post-secondary, you know, a type of plan, a better map, so to speak, of what they want to do after high school. We do a lot of travel. We've been this semester we've been to Kearney a couple of times. One was for a college visit, another was for a job fair. We've been to UNL, we've been to Creighton, we've been to Hastings, to Central Community College. We try to get them in front of colleges. We had a Marine for a day. We went to a tech, you know, HCCC. So we're all different types of postgraduate opportunities for them to see what they may or may not want to do. This next unit we'll do after break, we're going to work on career pathways. And some of the stuff we'll be doing in the classroom will be stuff like, you know, cover letters, resumes, job interview practicing and skills. And we'll do things that deal with that particular stuff. So it's very useful for these guys, and it gets these young men and women exposure to things that sometimes they're not able to get.
All right. Well, let's talk to some of these guys here with us. Sage Mason is here, Braden Wilson, and Caden Record. Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start with each of you. Tell us what grade you're in. Are you all seniors, or I lose track
We're
of what
juniors.
Grade you're in? All juniors. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what you've been able to experience during your time, maybe even short time, in the program.
I'd say the best thing about JAG is you just learn leadership skills, and I think we come in every day, we learn a new job skill, and I think it's great every day in the classroom and outside of it.
All right. Braden, what about you? What have you kind of learned or appreciate about the JAG program?
I've got to experience new opportunities with going on college visits, getting to see more of like what the world has to offer.
Yeah. And Sage, what about you?
I'd say about the same, and like just to be able to bring your vice president, president, and secretary into it, just similar to like FFA. And I ran for vice president in JAG, and I thought it was just a great experience so far.
Yeah, fantastic. I believe that you guys are here because you're kind of putting together a project. And I believe it is collecting winter clothing, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us a little bit about the project and how people can get involved.
So we've got a couple drop boxes set up, and it's just hats, gloves, coats, anything for young ones that might need it this wintertime because it gets pretty harsh in Nebraska. And we've set up flyers all around the square in Broken Bow, and there's multiple drop boxes from Anselmo, Myrna, and Broken Bow.
And as far as dropping off donated items, is there a window of time? I assume you can do it now, but is there a window of time that will close as far as when people can donate?
Yeah, the drop boxes are going to go till January 10th.
Okay.
And then we're focusing on kindergarten through 6th. We see a need for that in our community area with some of our kids, and we want to hopefully provide some of those warmer clothing for them this time of year.
And projects such as this, guys, is this kind of a part of the JAG program?
Yeah, it is. Does anybody guys want to talk about any of that? Or it is. It's a civic project trying to give back to your community. A lot of what we do is it's called PBL. It's project-based learning. So you get an activity or a unit, and in that month you'll actually your PBL will be the base project of it. So, for example, when these guys were talking about their
their officer when we had an election. One of the PBLs was event planning, mm-hmm. and so then they planned a party and had an event, and they had committees set up, and they each worked together in different committees to put the event together, and so that's just an example of one of our PBLs. So.
So once you get the collection of coats and such, what is the plan with them after that?
We plan to partner up with Ms. Miller, our guidance counselor, and donate them to kids at our school when they do Angel Tree.
Oh, wonderful. I think this is a great time to do this because I'm thinking of Christmas presents that I got in the past. Lots of times it was a new coat. But the coat that I had was still in pretty good shape. So maybe people will be getting new coats or gloves or whatever, and so the ones that they were using might be in good shape to donate to the project.
That was certainly part of the process. Some of the students thought this was a good time to get it out in front of Christmas, so for that very reason, definitely.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about in regards to the project and the winter coat drive and such?
I think you guys might want to tell them exactly where the drop boxes are.
We have one set up at Tumbleweed. We set one up at Trotters West.
Prairie Eye Care.
And then Prairie Eye Care.
Okay, so those are the three main drop-off
in
points.
In Broken Bow, yep.
Okay. Now, is it pretty much just clothing drop-off? Are you taking monetary donations or anything like that, or just kind of concentrating on the clothes?
Yeah, the clothes.
Okay, right. Sounds good.
If anyone is wanting to drop off outside of Bow, there will be a box over break at Trotters in Myrna.
Okay.
And then at the Market...
Market and Mill in Anselmo.
Okay. So kind of tried to blanket our area.
Yeah, for sure.
For a drop, so.
Yeah. I know you guys are juniors, but your future plans, have you kind of thought about that? Or I'm assuming maybe the JAG program is kind of helping you formulate those future plans a little bit when you make these different visits and such.
Yeah, I'd say JAG's helped me figure out a career path a lot because going into this year, I had no clue what I wanted to do. And, you know, you look at four-year university and JAG's helped me realize, like, that's $50,000 a year you're spending. So that's helped a lot. And so probably a tech school is what's looking into tech schools has helped me a lot.
Yeah. I know some of you guys are involved in sports. Sage, you kind of mentioned FFA. I'm assuming maybe you're involved in that. Tell us a little bit about what you're involved in school this year.
I'm involved in football, basketball, and JAG.
Okay. All right. Braden, what about you?
I'm involved in football, basketball, and JAG.
Okay. And Sage, what are some of the things you're working on this year?
I'm involved in FFA and JAG, and those are the main two.
Main two?
Yep.
All right. How many do you have in the JAG program working with you, Butch?
Well, currently right now, at semester, and numbers are going to definitely change
sure.
next semester. I haven't seen those yet. But this first semester, we had 27 high school students in Selma and Myrna, and we also had 19 eighth grade students.
Mm-hmm.
Next semester, I'll get some seventh grade students. And it sounds like these guys feel like we have quite a few more people that have started to hear about what we're doing, and it's drawn a lot of interest. And I think we're going to be getting some more high school students that are going to be joining JAG. So that's great for our program and very exciting.
Great. Anything else that you guys want to mention that maybe we haven't touched on yet in our visit time?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we'll encourage everybody to donate to your winter clothing drive, which is going on now,
yep.
and then we'll continue until when?
January 10th.
Yep. January 10th. All right. Guys, thanks for coming in. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And we thank those of you who were listening to today's edition of Public Affairs.